So I'm sitting here with Ivan.
Hello.
Ivan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Ivan Rajkov. I was born and grew up in Bulgaria. And then I was a student in the United States. And in spring of 2007, I came to Okinawa to join OIST. I was looking for a job in science in general, and I saw this advertisement for a new institute in a very exotic location. And so I thought, why not? I didn't know actually the professor who had posted this ad. So it was quite an adventure for me to change countries and continents, but it turned out well. OIST is a really exciting place.
In your studies, undergraduate and master's, what type of research were you involved in?
Well, I was studying computer science, but almost accidentally I joined a lab in computational neuroscience, which actually it sought to integrate experimental and computational neuroscience, and they needed somebody to work on their programs they were using to run the experiments. So I just joined as a programmer, and then gradually I became interested in neuroscience. Neuroscience in general is concerned with information processing in the brain, so how input stimuli, sensory stimuli are processed in the brain, and how this results in learning and memory, and eventually how behavior is produced from what happens in the brain. And this is a bit more on a fundamental level. So psychologists, for example, they have to talk about more abstract things like intuition and attitudes and feelings, but neuroscientists have to think about the physical processes that occur in the brain. And kind of questions a neuroscientist asks is, how do individual cells, or how do groups of cells in the brain work together to process the information? And the thing is, though, with experimental neuroscience, you can poke individual cells and see how they work, or you can do brain imaging to see how regions of the brain work, but you cannot do things at the same time. So you have no idea. If you know how one cell works, you have no idea how that translates to the whole brain. And so computational neuroscientists, then they try to build computer models based on partial or incomplete experimental data, and they try to come up with a nice general theory of how it all ties together. So in a sense, computational neuroscience and experimental neuroscience work together and integrate theories from physics and chemistry along with experimental data to come up with some hypothesis, some theory that ties together brain function.
What is it that interests you about this field of science?
Well, I think it's really the challenges of understanding how a hugely complex system like the brain works, because often the brain is compared with a very complex computer. But I think what's interesting is that computers function pretty much the way they are built. They cannot change, whereas the brain is this huge computer that also can learn many things, and it throughout the lifetime of a person, all your experiences and sensory stimuli, they really create something new and unique that wasn't there when you were born. And I think it's very interesting to try to use the best practices of computer science and apply these to biology and figure out how this whole big system works.
What would be your concluding remark?
Well, I think it's very important that OIST remains as diverse as it is now. I think in the United States, it was really maybe one of the most interesting aspects of my studies was to be able to interact with people from so many different cultures and on an equal basis. I think that really contributes to better science.